Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Discussed in a way that only we can discuss it, because only we are we. We are we. Oh, Pierre's not here, so we. Ken Kessler is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Doug Steffen is here. I saw a bumper sticker yesterday. A bartender is just a pharmacist with a limited inventory.
And sometimes not limited enough.
Yeah, right. That may be the case. All right, so normally on Fridays here, we go through the top 10 talk topics of the week. I have decided to turn over a new leaf. Yesterday, Jennifer, we spent all of our time on the air without you, Kenny and I, talking to people about the word, the one word that they felt made it for the year 2015. What could you write on the top of your mirror? What could you write on the top of your calendar? What could you look at every day as you woke up? One word that would frame the year for you, and I'm going to go through that list for those who didn't hear us yesterday. We had wonderful input. I thought it was really well-rounded, Kenny, didn't you? All of the, I mean, we really hit
that's a fun game. I like
every corner of the country with calls. I think we took 41, 42 calls over the course of the
wow. Who was working with you yesterday?
Kenny was here.
No, I mean, who was answering the phones?
The phone answerer was, Peter was here yesterday.
Peter must have loved it. Wow, 40 calls, that's a lot.
All right, so the words I'm not sure these were all of them, but here is a pretty good representative sampling. And this is for you, all of you who are listening. You can do the exercise if you want. You can even share the word with us if you weren't listening yesterday and you want to today during this hour. Help yourself. 888-302-3684. Kenny's got a number of them. You can see sort of the context of it if you go to social media, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Kenny, if you get any new ones that you want to add, that's fair as well. The email address is doug@dougsteffen.com, ken@dougsteffen.com, jennifer@dougsteffen.com. So here are some of these words that, again, if you were to take the words, and that's basically kind of what I suggested. I hope that the essence of that got through. The way to understand the right word, write the word on top of every day of your calendar. If you have a smartphone, input this for an all-day event to help you remember. Write it on your mirror. Frame the word and place it on your bedside table so you see it in the morning when you get up first thing and the last thing you see before you turn the light out at night. Words like possibility, hope, contentment, patience, healthy, vision, integrity, determination, motivation, alive, forgiveness, flexibility, focus, gratitude, adaptation, carpe diem, courage, love, change, better, happiness. Do we have that too? No, that's okay. First, self, thanks, optimism, truth, trust, action, dream. Kind of like those words.
I like them. A few of them really hit home. That's great.
Yeah. So, Kenny, have you got any more that you want to sort of add into the mix?
Yeah, there are a bunch on Facebook, and if you're listening and you have another one, head over and you can add to our growing list. Larry says promise.
Ah, great word.
Scott says growth.
You know how, may I back up for a second? Sure. Promise, of course I may. This is my program.
Who are you asking?
May I back up, please, for a moment? Promise is one of those words that you can take a couple of ways. The promise of the new year. But then there is the promises you make Do you make promises and keep them? It's just asking. I'm reflecting myself on some of these. Okay, keep going, Ken. Thanks.
Let's see. Sherry says perseverance.
Mm-hmm. Good word.
Chris says renewal.
Yeah.
Bob says upward.
Yeah.
Margaret says onward.
Mm-hmm.
Laurel says possibility.
Yeah.
And Jay says peace.
Peace. Good Lord. Thank you for that.
And Eric says retirement.
As in working towards it? Or
yeah, whatever. Or just being retiring.
So I have a word at my desk at my day job that I like a lot, which is tenacity.
Ah, that is a good word. Be tenacious this year. You've
and
done
I also
it?
Like, yeah, well, that's been on my desk the last year or two, just, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah. And then I also like the word believe. I would add that this year to the list.
That's it. Believe. Yes, 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 yes. Excellent. Good. All right. So, but don't, this is not like a New Year's resolution that you forget about after you've done it for a month. If I'm looking at some of the words like healthier,
it's a
exercise.
Nice idea. Motivation.
Well, it is. And that's the idea. To take something and carry it through. Learn from what you've been thinking or how you've been feeling. And if it hasn't done for you what you want it to, then if life isn't doing what you want it to do for you, then you need to do something else so that life will be what you want it to be and will have the resonance each day. You'll be excited like we are to get up. I can't tell you that every day when I wake up, I feel rested. But by the time I get engaged in the conversations that we have here with all of you and with all of us, then I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and that's stimulating you. Because if I'm stimulated, you're stimulated. And if I'm bored, you're bound to be bored. So this is the fast start to the fast track of how you get this work. I had, you were with us. Were you on, were you with us on, no, you weren't with us on, was it Wednesday? We had Maria Francesca. Were you here?
Oh, not that hour.
No. Okay. So she said, she's a very well-known astrologer, somebody who took the information that astrologers use from the stars. She's been at this for 40 some odd years, so she knows what she's doing, and said that 2015 will be a markedly better year, excuse me, for most people than it was. Than the year 2014 was. Not necessarily the case for ex-New York Governor Mario Cuomo, who died yesterday.
Well, maybe it is a better year for him.
Maybe he's in a better place. That could be. Yeah. Interesting that he died on the same day his son took the oath of office in his second term as governor of New York. His father, the governor of New York for two terms as well. It's interesting how that happens. Yeah, but maybe it is a better. How do we know what's... We can't remember. The sad thing about how all of this works is that we don't well remember, if you believe in past lives, what our past lives were all about. Yet we have lessons that we all are becoming responsible for learning. I just think sometimes it's frustrating as heck. I want to know what it was that I didn't learn that brought me back around this time. And maybe you're learning and you don't know what you're, you don't really know what you, it just is happening. It's one of those things. At any rate, also want to spend some time in this hour. As I said, we take these top 10 items usually every week, and I don't want to go back through this past year. What I am interested in is the trending issues or items, the top 10 trending items for 2015. I think maybe we would be well served to go through those and have some
trending yesterday, or just what we think is going to trend.
Well, no. This is I've taken a compilation of six different lists, if you will, and this is not about issues or items. This is about reality. It has, and I don't mean that politics isn't reality or the things that are happening in the world aren't reality. This may be an abstract list. Okay, let's put it that way. The abstract list of the trending items for 2015. Does that help to define it a little bit better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's coming up here on Good Day. What amazing stories do you have to tell about Christmas and the parties, the celebration, the gifts, things that have brought you around now to appreciating at least the last year of 2014 and thinking ahead to 2015? How can you make your life better in any number of ways, including the way that you look. You got bags and puffiness under your eyes? Then please listen to me for 60 seconds as I tell you the incredible story of Genucel. Listen, my children, and you shall hear the famous story
of Genucel.
So people from all around the country are always sending me the stories. And frankly, in the past, or most of the time, when people send you an email, like I got a couple of email from, I think it was either New Year's Day or the day before, kind of angry at me because of some things that I had said. I think I relayed one of them also to you, Jennifer, about what this particular person thought about my reaction to your mother being on talking about Shakespeare the other day. Mm-hmm. I was blindsided by that because I didn't get the sense at all that I was going down a bad street with her. But at any rate,
my mom still likes you. It's okay.
Well, I mean, I think everybody hears things differently. So let me make my message very clear from the point of view of somebody who uses this product. Men and women are using Genucel because it does what the manufacturers say it will. It's a serum that you put on your puffy, baggy eyes or lines around your eyes. And because it extracts the water from under your skin, smooths everything out, it really replaces makeup, which can't do that. This is permanent, immediate effects. So you don't want to have that tired look as you begin the new year. How about you call now to try Genucel by dialing 800-543-9262. You'll get rid of the lines, the puffiness, and the bags around your eyes, or you'll get your money back. Simple. 800-543-9262. And as the holiday season comes to a close, these folks will double the supply of Genucel. So you buy 6 months for the price of three. That's basically what you're getting here. 800-543-9262. Call now. Express shipping is free. Mention Doug Steffen. You get the full treatment. Get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. Genucel for the new year. 800-543-9262.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer can be fantastic with Boston beer.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License office. States and number 3030.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-930-8375. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-930-8375. 800-930-8375. That's 800-930-8375.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is audio from our video of the day. You'll remember back in November, when the European Space Agency received audio from the probe that landed on that comet. Seemed almost like the comet was singing. So here's YouTube performer Andrew Huang taking the audio, use it as the only thing beside his voice in this cover of the Beatles tune Across the Universe. Listen. Look at the beauty of the colors there in that video, will you? I think that's part of what makes this work, Kenny, don't you think?
Yeah. Very cool.
It is. Keep it going. There. So, as I'm listening to this, I'm thinking back to the first color photo of this comet that we had at DougStephan.com last month, Kenny. The comet itself, where the Rosetta spacecraft's image lander arrived is so gray that a black and white image probably wouldn't look much different. This is a true color photo that you can see at DougStephan.com. Shows what the comet would look like to the human eye. Was created by superimposing images taken through filters centered on red, green, and blue wavelengths. This is so amazing. Isn't this amazing? Look at this and listen to this. And think about what 2015 holds in store for all of us as we learn more through these images about what else is out there. What else is in the universe? What else is in our solar system? What else is in the galaxy? But thinking about what fascinates me, Kenny, about this is they get these colors and they get the sound of the probe in these sound bites, these wavelengths of I'm reaching because I don't understand. It's so complicated.
Very nice. Honesty is your word for 2000.
Well, but you know what? We don't, most of us. I don't think we understand. I mean, we understand
people
technology.
That do are
better
alive,
than we used
I think. Like, oh, yeah, I get that.
You think so? You don't think that's true. But that's the first true color photo of what the comet would look like to a human. And it doesn't look a lot different than what you see from Hollywood, I don't think. Does it, Kenny?
No, it doesn't. I thought it was fake at first.
Yeah. Right. Like, we never really sent men to the moon. We made that all up on a sound stage in Hollywood. Yeah. Anyway, I thought the song itself is worth some attention. This guy's makes some money. Kenny says these YouTube singers make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
People going.
Especially when they get into those millions of views, yeah?
Yeah, right, exactly. How many views has this had, do you know, Kenny?
I think it's a couple of 100,000 already.
Yeah, all right. So he's having a good payday. Good for him. He's creative. We should be paying people for their creativity. 28 after the hour. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day New Year program.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. Coming right up, in this month's second enrollment of Obamacare, is the performance so far vindicating or contradicting the fears of its critics?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for VandenHeuvel and Lowry. While many fears about Obamacare haven't happened, remember death panels, job lock, not enough, people signing up, is it still falling short of its health care goals?
I don't think it's working very well. If you're going to spend $2 trillion over 10 years, you better be covering some more people so they have met that minimal standard. And this was sold in terms of, you know, the president was out there saying it was going to reduce the costs of everyone's health insurance premiums. I think the soundbite was every family's health insurance premiums would decline by $2,500 a year. And that's just complete nonsense.
It was put together in the most hostile of circumstances. It's almost a political miracle it passed. It has done some important things conservatives claim to want to see, cutting the deficit. There has been a slowdown in health care costs. If conservatives are going to cry about entitlements, it has been the ACA has been a big part of slowdown in Medicare spending. Reform in this country is often pretty tough. So I predict here we may not see this ACA reform fully realized in our lifetime.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with The Nation Magazine's Katrina VandenHeuvel and The National Review's Rich Lowry.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Good day. Get rid of the dust. Get rid of the mold. Get rid of the past. Let's get going. There are a lot of things that are going on today in this wonderful world of ours that you ought to know about. The I am stuck a little bit in the past, though, as I look at some of these things. I just laugh about people and how silly they are. For Christmas, there was a company, I didn't even see this. Kenny, until after Christmas anyway, but I thought it was good as a post-Christmas sort of... This kind of maybe puts the right spin on Christmas, frankly. And I'm glad, actually, I didn't see this until after Christmas. The person who has everything gets a box of nothing.
Okay, that would be so disappointing.
There was this company that was selling boxes containing nothing.
Yeah.
A plain cinder block, or black and white. And they were getting $25-$30, all the way up to $100 for a box of nothing. The good thing was, not only, I mean, yes, people are so silly. This, what do you get for the person who has everything? Nothing. And the money that came in for selling nothing went to Oxfam. Which I think is a great... Oxfam is one of the great international charities, I believe, anyway. So, for the person who has everything, this was the promo. What do you get for that person who has everything they need? You have everything, you need nothing. So, that's what the website promoted. Nothing!
That's all you get.
And they were almost sold out. Did they sell out for Christmas? I think they did, didn't they?
I think so.
God love them.
Why didn't we have that idea? Do you know how much money the guys that created a box of nothing made?
Boxes of nothing. That's it.
It's kind of like, well, you know, you could have bought a bull poo-poo for people, right?
I could sell cow poo-poo, not bull poo-poo.
Yeah, I mean, the game Cards Against Humanity, they were sending that at people, and people were buying it.
Like, oh, yeah? All right.
That?
So I promised in the last half hour that we would take some time here. Let's take about 10 minutes and go through the top 10 trending things that are abstract for the year 2015. And, Kara, if you want to use the big voice announcer, that'd be okay. Or Jennifer often likes to be the big voice announcer here. All right.
Especially
so
today with my nice raspy.
All right. No, your voice sounds great. No, your voice sounds great today.
Still fighting the Ebola.
No, you sound fine. All right. So here we go. The top 10 trending things, abstract things for the year 2015.
Number 10,
knowing that something is true. One of the things that people most want to know, because they don't believe the news media, is how to find out whether something is true. Because there's such an onslaught of information and misinformation, how do you know what's true? Massive amounts of data, knowledge, how do you filter truth from lies? I don't have an answer. I'm just telling you that's what people are looking for. Scientific verification, the truth filter, scientific verification, which is something that people are using to try to figure out how to make personal decisions. But isn't it that filter ought to be applied to most anything that you encounter in your life, right? How do you know what you're being told by anybody is true? That's what people want to know. That's one of the trending things. All right, so that's number 10.
Oh, number 9.
Number 9. Well, you're not am I putting you to sleep with this?
No, I just forgot I was the big voice announcer.
Changes in direction around the globe. What is the trend? Global economic integration could be about to slow down or go into reverse, with enormous implications for trade, finance, and the high hopes of China and Brazil and other countries. Even if global economic integration reverses itself, social and environmental globalization will shift into higher gears as we combat border crossing diseases. See, this is one of the things that we don't talk about, and this is why I think this is a trending and important abstract trend for 2015 for those of us in this country, because we are not being told by those who are promoting the immigration initiative of the diseases that are coming from these people that come across the border. The
look at
drugs.
Whooping cough. That was a huge one.
Right. The crime, that sort of thing. So now we want to know. And people are going to keep searching until they find answers. Excuse me. That's number 9.
Number 8.
Number 8 issue. We're going through the issues that are trending, abstract issues. Number 8 is the way to deal with stress and speed. And in essence, it is businesses being under pressure that have changed so rapidly. Look at how the big box stores have changed. So that half the people buy online and then they go to the store to pick up whatever it is that they bought online. And everybody thinks they have to do this so fast. And not only is it in terms of retail, but our knowledge-based economy, that is, what you know, what you learn, changes what you buy. That didn't used to be the case. There were today. Look at the IBMs of the world. Look at the Palmolives and the big the soap company. I mean, things like that. There were big old companies that were around forever, and now they have much less impact and relativity. Right? I mean, most people are buying specialty soaps. I'll use that as an example. You go into these little stores in the mall, and they aren't
Bath
anymore.
Body Works?
Exactly. All right, what's next?
Number 7.
How much time tax are you paying? Today's just-in-time economy, late deliveries, unexpected delays, and bad timing do not work. Right? Think about it. We're selling things on the air that could be delivered within hours of their purchase by Amazon and other. I mean, normally it used to take weeks sometimes to get things that people were getting in hours.
Now you can get groceries on Amazon.
Yeah. We're getting some groceries here. We got some new stuff from a company called Home Fresh. You weren't here yesterday. I was talking about how wonderful the food was.
Mm-hmm.
Just great.
Number six.
The breakdown of punctuality among many people blamed on cell phones and online games. That misses the larger picture, though. The punctuality problem is part of a far bigger breakdown of industrial age time and timing that brings impatience and shorter attention spans. I find myself criticized often because I'm late. Doing the radio program is about the only thing I do on time. But yeah. I am.
And even then, you're sometimes a little late.
A little bit.
To be fair.
But Meredith is getting me to focus on this and be better about time.
You need to do that too.
Well, you see, it's unfair to other people. If you have other people involved in whatever it is you're doing, it's not fair.
See, and you know, a lot of people just, well, my stuff is more important. I'll get there when I get there. For me, that's not how I feel. My problem is I have a really bad misconception. Oh, I can do this and that and this and that.
Too much.
Yeah. I can do that before I leave. And never happens.
Right.
It's never out of a place of I'm being mean or trying to tell you your time is not important. It's just I can't figure it out.
So you think these are valuable, looking at these trending things?
Number five.
Abstract. Number five, where are the high-value places that people want to move to? Changes in time and timing we're talking about here, but also, where do you live relative to where you work? Transportation is improving. Work increasingly done any place, any time. There is even production being dispersed to small. This is the entrepreneurial society that we're reinventing here. New clusters, networks of towns and cities. We're trying to build a new sort of sub-city in Framingham around the train station. Because people...
It's nice. Make it a destination.
Right. Well, the idea is to not have to have a car.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're selling. You're going to put 600 units in around the train station and redo the downtown.
I'd love that. I'd love
and
to
fix it so
have a car.
That people don't have to have a car.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they don't have to. They will want to, but... They will not have to. If Boston...
In a city like L.A., where I live, you can't... Yeah. I mean, there's no way you couldn't have a car. But, you look at New York, and you look at your community...
Yeah, New York, you don't need a car in New York.
No, not
at all. No. All right, next.
Number four,
making decisions on obsolete knowledge, the obsolete trap. Accelerating change means more and more of what we think we know is no longer true. How many things this past year, how many decisions did you make based on outdated information, which doesn't work anymore, the trending thing? And this is, I find this is the first one of these that I'm looking at that's a problem because things, I mean, all of this, listen to how I've been delivering it, it's all based on speed, right? Most of what we're talking about here is time and speed, isn't it? I mean, think about it. Other than how do we know what's true, the direction we're going in is toward doing things faster, and I believe this trend is, in a way, to have us understand what we're doing, maybe so that we look at how we're spending our time differently. Does that make sense? I mean, take the average student in school and parents. They're bringing them here, bringing them there, after school activities. Where is their time to breathe? Where is their time to have fun? Where is the time to go out and play in the sandbox and get dirty?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any of that? Not much anymore, especially in these richly suburban communities where there is something going on every single. We got to do this, we got to do that.
I think either people are totally disengaged with their kids or over-engaged with their kids now.
Okay.
Number three
is the crisis. The focus on television news programs and newspapers and radio, hardly anything today is aired or printed that doesn't have complete reference to crisis. The crisis on the roads, the crisis in the schools, the crisis in health care, the crisis in the pension system, the crisis in the energy system. It's like everything's a crisis. Calm down. It isn't, because it is. Do you understand what I'm saying when I say it isn't because it is? It is what it is. We do have multiple problems because of bureaucracy. And what I see, especially in the farm, the complete anger that comes from people. When I have to shut down the store because I can't sell raw milk because there's something that's come up that's wrong or looks wrong, the people who buy the milk get so angry. I took a phone call from somebody yesterday. I was in the store, and we were open on the 1st. And the fellow said, "You open today?" "Yep." "Got raw milk?" "Yep." He said, "Thank God." He hung up.
Cute.
And he was on his way. But what I'm saying is that we have all of these bureaucratic bunglers who create what in our industrial society we were sort of used to, you know, problems, you fix them. But not in the new age of this complex life that we're living that's all based on technology. No, no room for mistakes. All right, anyway.
Number two.
Learning without schools. This is one of the biggest trends that I have seen, one of the most interesting and most amazing and economically valuable educational experiences. Most people think the educational system is so far broken in our country that it can't be fixed. So more and more people are using the technology to keep their children at home and learn about the world at home. Now, think back to when we had the first PCs. In the 70s, would you say, Kenny? When did we have the first PCs? 70s,
right? I'd say 80s.
Mm-hmm. In the 80s, okay. So you know that now there are 90 million Americans who will tell you they learned something new on these increasingly complex things that they carry around. You see, I always am talking about, I don't always, but more often than not, I'm complaining about people becoming zombies because they spend so much time. But if you look at the information, see, I think we spend way too much time on the socialization that comes as a result of these tools and not enough time on the educational aspects of it and how much you can learn by using your computer or
remember,
using
you
your
to, like,
device.
Like, drop everything, go to the library, go to an encyclopedia.
Right. Don't have to do that anymore.
Yep, now it's just Google.
Yep. That's a trend for this new year to watch. Okay.
Bum, 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 bum. Number one.
And one would wonder about the complex. I made reference to this a minute ago. Why does life have to be so complex? It is getting more that way, I think, every day. Why does, for example, the new Mercedes has a 700-page instruction booklet.
Who reads that?
Is that crazy? A new Mercedes, the upscale...
War and Peace just to drive your
car. A 700-page instruction manual.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? It's nuts. And then you look at some of the other things. The new products that are possible. Cost of production is much better. The niche markets that can be served by new people coming up with new ideas. A lot of companies give the consumers no choices, though, and that's going to be something that will go away this year. So those are the top 10 items for your consideration as we trend into 2015 on Good Day.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/New Year for details.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and number 3030.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen of the Good Day program. It's not unusual. Anyway, is that what that is in the background?
Sure sounds like it.
No, it just sounds
yeah.
like it.
It does sound like it.
Not unusual to be loved by anyone.
That's, ladies and gentlemen, the debut of the singing songstress and seamstress Jennifer Horn.
Usually.
Here on Good Day.
Your waitresses.
All right. Can we get to Tech Talk time now, Jennifer?
No, I'm going to sing another classic, an oldie but goodie. Really.
I'm oldie, oldie, goodie, goldie from our rusty rack of wrinkled records. We know that Jennifer has not had enough sleep. Never mind last night or the night before.
Oh, two nights in a row.
All right, let's see if we can wake up Shelley Palmer to help you wake up to some of the trends in technology that we follow every day here on the Good Day program. Shelley's going to talk with you in a moment about the upcoming CES convention in Las Vegas. I think that's next weekend, isn't it? Consumer Electronics Show?
Next week, yeah.
Next week. The big items this year are wearables, 4K televisions, and smartphones. So that's coming up in just a moment here on Good Day.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely in glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. But did I mention I'm made entirely in glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Next week, over 3,600 companies will head to Las Vegas to unveil more than 20,000 new products at the 2015 International CES. The big buzz items will include 4K or Ultra HD TV, streaming capabilities and services, wearables, smart homes, smart cars, and 3D printing. But there will be much, much more to see. The true stars of this year's CES will be smartphones. Just about everything on display at the show has been purpose-built to interact with you or connect you to a network through your smartphone. We'll see connected appliances, connected door locks, connected drones, and even connected silverware. We'll also see innovations in connected cars, including the latest in assistive driving technology and even autonomous cars. If you're interested in the show, please visit ces.shelleypalmer.com for a list of featured exhibits and our 2015 trend report. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ces.shelleypalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacists help me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Doug, major recent news stories demonstrate how profoundly technology impacts our lives. More pictures and video are now shot with smartphones than with cameras. When Eric Garner's takedown for selling untaxed cigarettes turned fatal, bystander video turned an already painful national conversation about race even more painful. When video of North Korea's hack attack against Sony Pictures spooked movie theaters, the interview was released on YouTube. When Raul Castro took over for his elderly, frail brother Fidel early in the 21st century, he pledged to ease Cuba's kibosh on the late 20th century technology that we all take for granted here in the USA, things like dial tone. The simultaneous Castro-Obama announcements came as Cuba released Alan Gross, an American imprisoned for giving internet access to Cuban Jews. Consumer electronics is big business and getting bigger. $211 billion in the USA alone in 2014. And wait till you hear what's next from the massive, mind-boggling 2015 Consumer Electronics Show, where we'll see what's newer, smaller, smarter, less expensive than, and in many cases, obsoleting what got all the oohs and ahs last year. Listen for my report. Sports here beginning Monday en route to Las Vegas. I'm Holland Cook.
So Holland Cook is going to be with what I was going to tell you before he started. The answer to my question is, Holland, what's the question was, Holland, what's going to happen at the Consumer Electronics Show next week? So you got the answer to that, and you'll hear a lot of those reports, as many as we can get in, starting next week, as he suggested here on.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.